Ballarat Health has put out a statement confirming that a returned traveller from overseas who stayed in hotel quarantine interstate presented to the hospital overnight and their COVID test result is currently under investigation. Does that mean that they were positive? Dale Fraser is the CEO of Ballarat Health Services. Dale Fraser, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Nicole.
Does that mean that this person, this returned traveller, has tested positive to COVID?
Well, Nicole, the initial test came back with a low-level positive that then initiates a series of additional protocols and tests, and the subsequent tests have come back as negative. But out of abundance of caution, because we had some concern from the community that we started a process of deep cleans and notifying close contacts of this person, that we had people ringing up and saying, well, you know, they fear there's a positive case here. And so we put out a statement to try and allay fears that the hospital is safe. We're open for business. You should not defer your care. And the situation is such that the test has been weak and the subsequent test has come back as negative.
When did the subsequent test come back as negative?
Probably about 1 o'clock or midday thereabouts.
When did he test low-level positive?
I think the result came back at about 2:30 in the morning.
And why did he present to you in the first place?
He presented with ongoing conditions associated with an illness that he had. And as part of our protocol, we initiated appropriate COVID respiratory concern and managed his care in a COVID, expected COVID case, which meant PPE and isolation and so forth. And as part of that regular protocol, he was swabbed. And then that's when we returned the low-level positive in that regard.
So was he previously tested and returned a positive result in the days prior to him presenting to Ballarat Health?
No, not to my knowledge. The level of COVID, we're not sure specifically whether it's a remnant or dead cells or whatever, but his report to us is that he was in a quarantine situation. He'd been regularly tested and cleared because he'd produced continuous negative results, and this was an anomaly and then subsequently confirmed again as being another negative. So as you could imagine, these are sometimes at the very margin of whether they have the virus, but then in this case, maybe the test was too sensitive in one case, but clearly it's come back again as negative.
Do you suspect that he has previously had coronavirus?
Well, you would suspect that there's a low level there somewhere, that at some part, a distant part, and we don't know enough yet, Nicole, as to how long a body can continue to shed dead cells, but it could be many, many months, and that's why you see occasionally remnants in wastewater systems for many months after there's been a known positive in those locations.
Did he confirm to you that he did test positive on a previous occasion?
No, he's confirmed that he's tested negative on all previous tests.
So this was a surprise to him to come back with a positive test, albeit low level?
It certainly was, given that he'd had a numerous tests prior to this, and then clearly, as I said, now another subsequent negative test. My suspicions is he's had it in a long past, and this is just remnant cells that have been spiked on one test but not subsequently repeated.
So he tested positive at 2:30 in the morning, did you say?
Yes.
And then he tested negative at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Yes, so again, as part of our protocol, we go into a regime where we do subsequent additional tests, and no test is confirmed as a positive until it's validated by the central public health unit. And so in that process, there's subsequent repeat tests that are done, and that repeat test has come back as negative.
Why would the Ballarat police ask to assist with tracking him down?
Well, we wanted to make sure that we had contacted him and make sure he was self-isolating with regards to compliance until we had further tests that had confirmed you know, whether it was going to be revalidated as a positive or, as I said, come back as a negative.
So you, when he tested low-level positive, you released him back into the community?
So when he tested him, he left the emergency department before the result was finalised. As you would imagine, these results go for some hours. And upon that receipt, this is very early hours of the morning, we then made contact and arranged for his isolation.
Shouldn't he have remained in the hospital? I mean, you had to call the police to go and get him because his test came back positive. I mean, isn't that a danger in terms of the possibility that you've released a coronavirus patient into the community?
Well, we don't have the power to hold patients, Nicola. So clearly he was he left and was making his way to his own abode in the middle of the night, and the police were involved for the purposes of just ensuring that was the case.
Isn't that a danger, though, Dale Fraser, that a man presents to you after having been in hotel quarantine and tells you that he has symptoms, you then test him and send him back into the Ballarat community where he could stop for a coffee on the way home or go for a walk or visit a mate, and then you determine at 2:30 in the morning that he's actually coronavirus positive, albeit low levels, and you've sent him back into the community, and you then have to call the police to go and get him?
Just to be clear, the patient left against advice.
What does that mean?
We didn't release the patient. He left because he wanted to go. And you know, as I said, we don't have the power to hold him. So, you know, as I said, the police were involved for the purposes of ensuring that he was isolating.
What did you tell him after he was tested?
Well, that he'd returned a result, and you know that the protocol was that you know he'd go through the testing, and that he was to remain isolated for the purposes of ensuring that he didn't come in contact with other people.
You appear to have ducked a bullet, Dale Fraser. Somebody has presented to you after being in hotel quarantine with symptoms. They're clearly a threat to the community until it can be proven otherwise. And they're asked to remain in the hospital and they go, nah, and walk out and go back into the community. The subsequent test is negative, but the original test was low-level positive. But for a flake of luck, this could have turned out rather differently. And we want to know that our health authorities are dealing with these issues thoroughly and competently. And we appear to have ducked a bullet in this case, but not by very much.
Well, the circumstances, as I said, Nicole, is that, you know, the tests were done. They came back middle of the night. As soon as we were aware of it, we've, you know, instigated the protocols of isolation. He'd left the department at that stage, so we then followed up with the appropriate authorities. So, he's remained compliant to the various regimes that we've got in place, happily produced a negative result. Will continue to be monitored for his ongoing conditions.
But you can imagine that some in the community have been horrified over that period of time that there is somebody who has returned a COVID 19 positive test who's just walked out of the hospital.
Well, as I said, the amount of risk at 2:30 in the morning for him to come in contact with the general public is exceptionally low.
But it's not a risk that you can take in the middle of an outbreak.
Well, Miguel, what can I say? We don't control. We don't have the power to hold him, and you know people can come and go as such. And clearly, as soon as we became aware that there was a positive result, we instigated the processes that we did.
I'm speaking to Dale Fraser, the CEO of Ballarat Health Services. What's the situation with the staff who dealt with him, Dale Fraser? Are they now required to isolate, given that he initially returned the low positive?
So again, consistent with our protocols, all people who came into close contact with him were asked to go home and isolate, and given the subsequent negative result, there's a process of bringing them out of isolation for the purposes of returning to work and other arrangements.
If you have a bloke show up, a returned traveller, in the next 24 hours who's just come out of hotel quarantine, who's exhibiting symptoms which could be COVID, and he says to you, after having the test, I think I'll go home, are you going to let him go home again?
We certainly encourage him to remain. Until the results were back. But again, we don't have the power to hold them, Nicole.
Would you like the power to hold them? That seems to be a fairly alarming situation to be in, because there are a lot of red flags in place there, and a lot of potential dangers. As I say, we appear to have ducked a bullet on this occasion, but we can't rely on luck to get us through a pandemic.
Well, we would certainly hope that they would comply with those arrangements, bearing in mind that the normal circumstance for finding a positive patient is through community clinics that they're wandering about from clinics to home. So, this is not unusual from that regard.
Thank you for speaking to us, Dale Fraser.
Thanks, Nicole.